Well, it's been a good day for us to understanding what 4-H is all about and how we can help support 4-H in our communities. I got a better understanding of what they actually do and the challenges that they have. So today was very informative for us.
You win $10,000 from Kubota as a community hero. How good is it to have that connection to your supplier, but also to the people that you serve in this region?
Well, our connection with Kubota is fantastic. Like, they're a great company to work with, and they recognize what community is all about. And our business is built on community service, and it's not just the owners that do it, it's our whole team that participates in it. So we just love to give back to our community. They're the ones that support us, they're the ones that keep us going, so it's our duty to give back.
For the record, where are you dispersing your money, Stu?
Today, Gray County 4-H will get $2,500, Bruce County 4-H get $2,500, Wellington County and Huron County will each get $2,500.
How important is it when you look at the geography of all the bases that you're touching there, both from your standpoint but also from 4-H that you're supporting?
It's a big area that we cover, and it's challenging to make sure they get the support that they need. Each, as you heard today, each club has their own set of challenges. So how do we help with that? How do we do that? And I think we have the benefit by having so many locations available that we can participate as much as we can in those locations.
What did you learn today based on you know, it was really eye-opening for me. I had relatives in 4-H, but I wasn't overly familiar with the program.
I think it's just the passion that people have for agriculture and how other people can learn what is available in our communities in this Grey Bruce area, Huron County, Wellington County area, what we can offer back to the community. 4-H is an integral part of that. They get it. They know what it takes, and they've got, as you can see, young people here today that are passionate about it and want to participate, and we just need to get that message out.
Last couple of questions, Brian. Number one, is there an ulterior motive here in terms of Roberts Farm Equipment finding maybe new employees?
We're always looking for new employees. We also want to grow our brand to make sure everybody knows who we are, what we do, and what we're all about. It's a great community that we do business in, and we want everybody to know that we have options and services that can serve everyone.
Finally, based on today's session, how excited are you going forward in terms of your connection with 4-H?
Oh, I'm hugely excited. I think this is a monumental turn in what we do for our community. Working with 4-H, I think we're going to have a great partnership with them and growing and developing young people in this area.